Hello and welcome to Brian and Hove Albion, Top of the Pods. We've got five, count them, one, two, three, four, five Albion podcasts represented for this fantastic end of season quiz. From the Albion Raw, we have AD Packham, we have Marcus Hancocks. From the Brighton Rock podcast, welcome Russ and Peter. Albion Obsessed, we've got Tom and Joe. From the Seagull Social, we've got Ben and Maz. And from Together, BHA, we welcome Josh and Adam. This is a one-off podcast. It might go completely wrong. It might be utterly brilliant. We might get some questions right. I'll probably get some questions wrong, in which case I'll be hung, drawn and quartered. Quite simply, I'm going to ask questions on a roundtable basis to everyone to test their Albion knowledge. If that person doesn't get it, I'll go on to the next person and then on to a third person, and they will get points accordingly. We're not playing as teams, but there will be each of those pairs will make a combined score to see which one is going to finish last. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, chaps. Hope you enjoy the show. And you can hear this podcast on each of those five podcast platforms. Let's see how this goes. AD, you're first up.
Hello.
The questions are Albion related, so here we go. And I'm going to give you roughly about 10 to 15 seconds, just so as we don't take forever over this. So here we go. Question one. Pascal Gross scored the first goal this season at Old Trafford. Who crossed the ball for him to score?
Danny Welbeck.
That's a very quick answer there, and well worth your 3 points. Well done, mate. Can I just say that there is no bias here? That was just more luck. Russ, you're next up, mate.
Yeah, it's not a hard task to follow that, is it?
Oh, God.
That felt like it was rigged.
Has not looked at my questions. Yeah.
I just happened to watch the highlights video before could have been this.
Hang on, you've actually swatted up on this?
No, I just like watching highlights videos.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. Also, a question from Brighton this season, Russ.
Yep.
And I'll give you two either way. How many Premier League goals did Brighton score this season before an Englishman scored?
Oh, bloody hell. before an Englishman scored. Right, okay. I'm going to say it's not that high because I think we had one quite early on. It's going to be a complete guess.
Are you consulting amongst yourself here, Russ?
I am, yeah. I'm talking to myself. I do that a lot.
One of them ones.
I'm going to throw in a total guess of 12, let's say.
I can't give you that. That's an incorrect answer. So for 2 points, let's pass that on to Tom from Albion Obsessed. Welcome to the show. So how many Premier League goals did Brighton score before an Englishman scored?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go for 21.
And I said within two, so I'm going to give you that. That is the correct answer is actually 19.
Cool. Wow.
Play.
Yeah. It just goes to show how many Englishmen we have in our squad at the moment, doesn't it?
Who scored it and who was it against?
That may come up later.
Is it Solly or Danny?
No, I'll tell you now. Actually, it was. Hang on. I haven't got that as the next question, have I? Please tell me no.
It's me next, so if you want to tell me beforehand, that would be much appreciated.
Question three, and that one is for Tom. Who was the first Englishman to score a league goal for Brighton in the Premier League this season?
Oh, I'm going to go with Solly March.
I can't give you that.
Damn.
So I'm going to now pass this on to Josh from Together BHA. Welcome to the quiz.
Yeah, thank you. It's got to be Welbeck.
Tell a lie. I've just lied there. Ben.
But he's not welcome to the quiz.
not welcome. Not wanted.
Ben is actually next on the list. I do apologise.
Cheers for that. Cheers for that, Josh. I'm going to say Danny Welbeck.
No, right, now it's your go, Josh.
Absolutely. You set you up there. That was me. happening. Yeah.
Pants down. I haven't got a freaking clue then.
There's not that many Englishmen in the squad.
Dunk.
No, the correct answer was Adam Lallana against Wolves.
Oh, my days.
Oh, my goodness.
So, question four is back to Ben. You enjoying yourselves, kids?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Okay, so question four. Again, Albion this season. For which match was Jason Steele the captain?
I'm going to say Grimsby.
Not correct. No. So I'm now going to hand this on to Josh.
I reckon it's got to be recent, because otherwise it's dunk, isn't it? If it's not a cup, because that would have been my guess, Grimsby, for a cup game.
Yeah, the thing about having the same guess means you're going to be equally wrong.
Yeah, no, I know.
just like the previous round as well.
United?
No. So I'm going to hand this on for 1 point to Marcus. Hello, Marcus.
Hello. All right.
Which match was Jason Steele the captain?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yes, I know. That's the point.
I know. I'm going to say it's going to be Alan's favourite game, Forest Green Rovers.
Well done, mate, for 1 point. Yep, it was the away game against... Well, let's face it, all the rest of them were kids, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
And I can tell you that I haven't put this up as a quiz question, but there is that stat. Obviously, there were 7 players who played at Forest Green Rovers who then played against Man City at the end of the season. How's that progress from everybody? Wow. Brilliant. I go back to your story when my computer decides it wants to play ball. Josh from Together BHA, your question is, which player picked up the most yellow cards in the Premier League season for the Albion?
Caicedo.
Very well done indeed. See, some are hard, some are easy, and I don't give a shit which way around that works.
Well, in which case, thank you for the layup.
Not at all. I just lay it into your path and you smash into the top corner. Marcus, your starter question for 3 points. What was the nationality of the first goal scorer in the Carabao Cup for Brighton this season?
Nationality.
Yeah.
It's going to be German.
German it is. Can you tell me who it was?
Dennis Undav.
Yeah, well done. Well played.
I was thinking Turkish for a minute, but I thought, no, he's actually German, isn't he?
Yeah. Good luck with that. Peter, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Your question, again, Albion this season. What was the nationality of the player who got the assist for the third goal in that same game?
Colombian.
Not true. I can hand this on to, for the first time, Joe from Albion Obsessed.
Australian.
Very well played indeed. Who are we thinking of?
Cam Pupion.
Well played indeed.
Torn, Joe.
Sorry?
I've never heard of him. I switched off at that point.
It's like being on Blue Peter, this is. It's
absolutely poor. He was at the game, wasn't he? Didn't you say you were at the game, Marcus?
Yeah, I don't remember. By the time that game was getting to its last knockings, I mean, you know, AD could have played and I probably wouldn't have noticed. So
I did.
Oh, we would have done, believe me. Right. Okay. So that was. Lost thread now. That was Joe's question, wasn't it? So hang on, was that so it's Maz I've got.
I think it was Peter's.
Yeah, that wasn't Joe's question. That Joe got 2 points.
Okay, you're quite right. So this is Joe's question. That sounds about right. Hang on. Yes, it is. Right, number 8. Which outfield player, Joe, signed 4 years ago? Left the club at the start of the season, having never played a competitive match for the club.
Oof. Leo Ostergaard?
No. So I can now bring in Maz.
Hello, Maz.
Hello, come Maz. On, Maz. Welcome aboard to this madhouse.
Let me try and drill it into your brain through the Zoom, through the power of Zoom.
So it really isn't going to help, mate, believe me.
no definitive appearance 4 years ago. Never played a first team match.
Never played a first team match.
God, I don't have a clue here. Absolutely stumped. Yeah, I mean, Ostergaard was a good shout. Clearly not the right answer. 4 years ago, never played a competitive game. I'm going to have to pass, unfortunately. I literally don't even have a guess, unfortunately.
Okay, all right, no worries. Okay, Adam from Together BHA. Hello, mate.
I don't want to do this one.
Well, you do have your own questions coming up.
Oh, so. Perfect. Well, all right, that's perfect then. I've got no idea at all.
Anyone else nothing. Want to throw out their...
Yes.
Yeah,
go.
I think I heard the name. Go on.
Tudor Baluta.
Matt Clark.
It's Matt Clark.
Yeah. I was going to say Billy Arcee, but maybe that was...
Did Matt Clark never make a first team appearance?
No, he was out on loan.
He was on loan the whole time. Yeah.
He played against West Brom in the cup.
Ostergaard played one game. So, right. That was enough to trigger that. Right. Maz, it's your question.
Let's go.
Again, Albion this season. Who was considered offside in order that McAllister's screamer against Leicester would be ruled out?
Oh. Who was offside? I want to say Solly March.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
I'm going to hand this on to Adam.
Oh, no.
Let's have a bash at Trossard.
No, so we're back to AD. Who do you think this might be?
Mwepu.
Well played. Enoch Mwepu, whose toe was offside. I thought AD might get that on account of the fact that he won't shut up about that goal.
It's my goal of the season.
Well, yes, I get that bit, but... right, so, Adam, your 3-point question. Who was Brighton's leading goal scorer in the Premier League after the World Cup? So forget all the goals that went before the World Cup. So since the World Cup, who is Brighton's leading scorer in the Premier League?
Mm. How long do I have?
All night.
I'd rather we go for the whole close season.
yeah, okay. It's going to be an interesting summer, isn't it?
If you're going to sit there and use your fingers and count your toes and what have you, then forget it, but...
I don't know who it is.
Well, pick a name, because there's only about 30-odd to choose from.
Yeah. I'll go with Alexis.
Not true. So, AD, for 2 points.
I'm just trying to work this out. In the Premier League?
Premier League only.
Would be Solly.
It was indeed Solly. He scored all of his 7 goals after the World Cup. If you remember, he scored that screamer he scored at Southampton was his first goal of the season. So, at the end of that round, a bit pitiful, really. Let's move on to round 2. I'm going to have this as Brighton in the Amex era. All questions on Brighton in the Amex era. AD, you're first up again.
Hello.
Hi. Your first question is, or your question is, who was the most recent Brighton player to represent Northern Ireland?
Northern Ireland?
Northern Ireland.
It was, oh God, I can see his face. He didn't play very many games for us. I know he went to Australia as well. God, his name's going to escape me. I can see his face.
I can't let you have too much longer.
Yeah, go on. I know who it is, but I can't get it.
Okay, now I'm going to hand this over to Russ for 2 points.
Yeah, I can't think of who AD's talking about, but I'm going to make a different guess probably to that. It's not Ollie Norwood, is it?
It is indeed Ollie Norwood.
Yes, I've got one at last.
Is it really?
Who was I thinking of then?
You're thinking of Aaron Hughes, I think.
Aaron Hughes, that's who I was thinking of, yeah.
Was it Paddy McCourt as well? Was he Northern Irish?
Yeah, but he didn't represent them.
Ah, okay.
So, Russ, your question.
Yeah.
Maybe your easiest 3 points. Who knows? Or you could
set me up for a fall.
Okay. From which club did we acquire Steve Sidwell?
That's one of those that looks like it's easy, but might not be.
You're going to try and make it difficult for yourself.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get this one wrong. I've got a feeling. wasn't Stoke City, was it?
Is that, are you asking me? Are you telling me?
Well, I'm asking you. If you can give me the answer before I give my final answer, that'd be great.
I think that's called cheating.
I'll go with that, yeah, because that's come into my head. I'll go with that.
Stoke City?
Yeah.
Well done.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, good. Well done.
Yeah. Cleaning up the points here. Tom, from Albion Obsessed. You're Albion in the Amex era. Who is the second top Brighton scorer at the Amex? Because obviously the top scorer, a bit bloody obvious. Who is the second top scorer at the Amex? And I mean specifically at the Amex, not in the Amex era.
At the Amex, at the ground itself.
That's the one, that our home stadium, what we built with Tony's money. Yes.
Does that include only Brighton players?
Sorry?
Only Brighton players? We're not only Brighton. One of those crazy stats where Harry
Well, I think
Kane
it's fairly
actually...
obvious we know who the top bloke is, and he kept scoring for everyone else anyway. Yeah. But yes.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go with, for pure longevity's sake, Ashley Barnes. Let's go with Ashley Barnes.
Good shout, but I've got to hand that on. Ben from Seagull Social. Who do you reckon is the second top Brighton scorer at the Amex?
Second top.
I mean, let's cut to the chase. Do we all know who the top scorer is?
Yeah. You hope so.
Yeah. Okay. The bloke.
No, I don't want it.
The bloke with the fish on his head.
There you go. Longevity. I'm going to say Knockout.
Not so. So I can hand this on to Josh from Together BHA. Second top scorer for Brighton at the Amex.
Hemed.
Well played indeed for a point.
Yeah. Outstanding. Outstanding.
That.
I think he's kind of one of those forgotten players a little bit, isn't he?
I loved him. Loved Hemed.
Absolutely. I was going to love him.
They interviewed him on the pitch last week.
Well, there is that, but, you know, let's face it, some people just can't remember their breakfast, let alone last week.
True.
Right, Ben from Seagull Social, your Albion in the Amex era question. Who was the most recent player to play for Scotland while a Brighton player? And when I say Scotland, I mean the full Scotland team, not the under any junior teams or anything like that.
Oh, my brain, man. It's literally there. it's painful.
All right, painful's good. I intend to hurt.
Not this pain.
Oh, sorry. Can I suggest lots and lots of alcohol?
I'm doing that. Good. that's why I'm going so red. I was going to have to throw a name out of there. And it's definitely not him, but it's the only one I can think of right now. Craig McElsmith.
Might be worth 3 points.
Craig McElsmith.
Not so. No, it's not. Hand this on to Josh.
Can you ask the question again?
Yeah, sure. Who was the most recent player to play for Scotland while a Brighton player?
Gilmore?
Do you know what? That's not true. He hasn't played for Scotland since he signed
for us.
Worth
a try.
It's a bloody good shell because I had to look that up.
I thought Marcus, it was a sneaky
this
one.
This one's for you for a point.
Oof. Okay, I'll go with Gordon Greer.
Not so either. Anyone else?
Liam Bridcut.
Is it Bridcut?
It was Liam Bridcut.
Oh, you see, I was going to say, I either won, and I was like, which one is it? Which one is it after the after he snapped up Craig McCall Smith? Because, but anyway, there you go.
You know
the greatest player that never was.
whether it was a 40 Notes one or a Renf one or anything like that, I love that reaction. I knew it. And then all the competitors within one team start beating each other up.
It's usually Andy going, the fucking Pope! Here's the
mostly at Jamie van der Vesthuizen, yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was another one. Anyway.
Right, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Josh, your question.
Yep.
I'm hoping it's one of those you can tear your hair out as well.
Oh, good.
Will Buckley scored the first two Brighton goals at the Amex. He had come on as a half-time substitute. For whom?
Oh, my days. I was there as well.
I think we all were, mate, weren't we? Crying, mostly.
Who the fuck? God, we've had some bloody
good
for?
Days crying at the Amex, haven't we? Seriously. So, who did Will Buckley come on for as a half-time substitute in that first game at the Amex?
I don't know. I have no idea. I can't even begin to guess.
Well, you can if you want.
I know, but I can't think of who it would be.
Sometimes a silly answer might help. Even if you were to say something like, I don't know, Kasper Ankergren.
Do you imagine?
Yeah. Gary Hart played in goal, so, you know.
Adam Elabd.
Not so. Okay, so let's hand this on to Marcus. Have you got any idea, mate?
Absolutely none as well. Craig Noon, I don't know.
Noonie got the assist to his second goal. That's the only reason I know anyone.
There you go.
It's too long ago, I can't remember.
I told you, people can't even remember their breakfast. Peter from Brighton Rock for 1 point. Who did Kazenga Luwalawa come on for? Sorry?
Kazenga Luwalawa.
For a point, well done.
Oh, well done.
Well done, Peter.
Well, it was a like-for-like swap, wasn't it? Because Kaz had been booked for, quote, diving, which has got what got Gus Poyet sent off. Great start, mate. Right, question 6 in this round. That's for you, Marcus. I'm thinking taxis here. Which club was Sammy Hoopier at immediately before he joined Brighton?
Oh. Immediately before?
I don't think we ripped him from him, but, you know, it was the club he was at before.
The club he was at before, I don't know, so I'm going to say Liverpool, and it's probably not because that's who he used to play for, but... Liverpool, yeah.
No, it's not the case. Yeah. Peter, over to you for 2 points.
Bayer Leverkusen.
Well done.
Peter's well done.
Decided now finally to strike his own match and get on fire.
I want Peter's questions. I need to swap places with him.
Okay.
If you could just move that way a little bit.
You could just shunt along a bit there.
If you talk at the right time, you'll move into the right position and then we'll all be like...
You have to bear in mind that I've actually got a kind of a spreadsheet and a Word document up, and I can't actually see anything you're doing. You could be all fucking, you know, interfering with chickens for all I know.
Of all the random things you could come up with, Al, that is quite a random one.
Even by your standards.
Not for him.
I thought everyone did it. I thought it was the new black.
What?
Peter, your question that everyone else wants. Who inflicted Brighton's heaviest home defeat in the Championship at the Amex?
In the Championship as well, not the...
Not the Premier
League. Not the Premier League.
Premier League. We've got far too many people who have given us good hiding at home. Now, the heaviest ever home defeat in the Championship at the Amex.
I'm sure there were bigger,
the club.
But I'm going to go for Middlesbrough because that's all I can
bloody
remember.
Bloody hell, Peter, you are on fire.
Oh, on the boy.
Was that the 3-0?
That was 3-0. I can never assume there'd be a 4. I was just kind of guessing because that's all I could think of.
Well, there you go. Right, let that be a lesson to everyone. Just guess. Even if you
just remember only limited stuff and you'll be okay.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah, absolutely. Right, number eight, Joe, Albion Obsessed. What nationality was the last person... Sorry, let's start that again. What nationality is the last Brighton player to score at Loftus Road?
Belgian.
Well done, indeed. Very well done. Who it was?
Pocognoli.
Pocognoli, yeah.
Well done. Superb.
Great kick.
Maz, I think you've probably drawn a shitty one again here. You might not have done. Who knows?
Go on. I'm not ready, but go on.
Who had the number one shirt for the 2016-17 promotion season?
Oh, no, it's not him, is it? No, because he was like 13 or something, wasn't he? do you know what? I don't think it's... Oh, wait, hold on. 2016-17?
Yep, the promotion season.
Yeah. Well, so either Stockdale or...
Or Graham Moseley.
Graham Moseley. Wasn't Casper Anglican, was it? Oh, fucking hell. I just don't think it's Stockdale, but... Yeah, I'm going to go Stockdale. I don't think it is, though.
Well, you'd be right to say it's not Stockdale.
Yeah.
He was, Adam. He was number 13.
Yeah, I knew. I fucking knew it.
AD.
Yeah.
AD.
Yeah.
My quiz. Adam.
Was it Nicky? Yeah.
I want the entire name.
It's hard to fucking pronounce.
In your best Finnish, please.
Nicky Forster, I think, was his answer.
Hang on,
Nicky
Forster. No conferring.
Main part? I don't even know how to say it.
Close enough, that's fine, yeah. Oh, I see. I've noticed how...
I thought it was Stockdale, though.
Sorry?
I thought it was Stockdale. I thought Mads had
Stockdale
it.
Was 13.
13. Casper Anglegren was 16. If he was still playing.
Blimey. But I do
bonus
love the way
points,
that
surely, for that.
I love the way people are helping each other here, because basically it's their way of saying, Al, you're a wanker. I hate these questions. Adam, it's your question.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. I think you could get this, or you might not. Or you could, but who knows? In the 6-1 demolition of Blackpool at the Amex in 2013, one Brighton player scored twice. Who? This is for Adam.
AD's doing various gesticulations that's made me nervous because I feel like he wants to jump in.
Well, I'm just doing some yoga, mate. Just doing some yoga.
AD, stop it.
Was it Leo Ojoa?
It was not. Go on, AD.
Orlandi.
Nope.
Ah.
Oh, Russ, for a point, mate.
Ooh.
For a cheap point.
I know who it is now as well.
It was too early, wasn't it?
Just remind me, was it 2016, did you say?
I said 2013.
It was 2013.
I'm going to go with Ashley Barnes then.
Ashley Barnes. It was his first game back after his 7-game suspension.
Oh, is that right?
That's what I would have said, Well done.
Orlandi's goal in that game was just beautiful, though. I'm just going to purr about that for a little while.
Scores after the first two rounds. AD has 6, Russ has 6, Tom 2, Ben, Josh 4, Marcus 4, Peter 6, Joe 5, Maz... Actually, collectively, Seagull Social are being dealt a shit hand here, to be fair. And thank Adam you. Has 2 as well, so... Lots of time and lots of abuse, I'm sure.
And Maz is looking really serious, isn't he? I've noticed.
I've had like 2 hours sleep, so...
fair, so have I.
The excuses are already coming in.
Yeah.
Right, I'm just going to do a quick... I've got two lots of bonus rounds here, and they are literally either or. So it's like I'm going to give you the answer, but it's going to be, is your answer A or B? Simple as that. Okay. And you get an extra 2 points for getting it right. Obviously, I can't throw it open to anyone else because that's a bit stupid. So I'm going to throw this. I'm going to do this first round of either ors. Actually, do you know what? Because I've only got 10, I'm going to do the whole lot now. Let's do that now.
All right.
So your either or AD is who has scored more league and cup goals for Brighton this season, Germans or South Americans?
League and cup.
League and cup, AD. Who's scored more, Germans or South Americans?
Germans. Germans. Get a
big fat zero for that.
Really?
Germans 18, South Americans 19.
Oh, come on.
Well, don't forget we've got...
McAllister.
Yeah, right. You've got Enciso. You've got Estupinan. You've got Buonanotte. And with Germans, you've basically got Undav and Gross. Right, Russ, your question. Post-war, that's the Second World War, which divisions have we spent more time in, the third tier or all other tiers?
Oh, man. The third tier, all other tiers. I thought you were going to say, I did actually work something out similar to this a while ago, and I thought that's what you're going to ask me, but it isn't.
I know, but I didn't because I'm that kind of arse.
Yeah, you just sensed it, you sniffed it, didn't you?
Yeah. I like to sniff things, Russ.
Let's say no more about that, whatever it is. I don't know. The obvious thing is it sounds like it's going to be one of those phenomenons where it's going to be the third tier outstrips everything else. And I think it probably
Russ,
is.
It's head or tails, mate. Come on.
Head or tail. Let's go third tier. Third tier more than all the others.
You've drawn a big fat duck egg as well. Since the war, we've spent 38 seasons in the third tier and 41 in all the others.
Oh, it's overtaken it now. Wow.
Yeah, although since we joined the Football League, then the third tier wins out by quite a distance.
Right.
57 to 41. Right, so we're doing well here, just for head and tails. This is like a penalty shootout, score or miss. It's like Solly March is taking every one of these answers, isn't it? Right, that's Tom is up now. Were more own goals scored by Brighton players or by opposition players this season? And that's all matches. Did Brighton players score more own goals or did opposition players score more own goals?
Brighton players.
Well done.
Yay.
Any idea of the ratio?
I know it was quite high. I'm going to say we scored more than everyone else combined.
I know we can see we gained 4 own goals. So I don't know how many we scored.
Yeah, we Brighton 6, opposition 4. Yeah. Who's up next? That'd be Ben. You could do us some points here, mate.
Yeah, boy.
Okay. Were there more Brighton players booked in matches involved in the Albion or more opposition players booked?
Opposition.
Is that your answer?
Correct.
By quite a distance. Well done.
Thank you.
Brighton 56, opposition 89. Dirty bastards we have to play on a weekly, week-out basis. Well done. You're on the board there, mate. We'll play Josh.
Yes.
Josh. Are you ready, mate?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Let's do this. Who was the last player to be sent off for Brighton? Lewis Dunk or Neil Mopay?
Dunk.
Ooh. Sure?
Yep.
Well played. Do you know how many games ago?
Nope.
53.
Wow.
I knew we hadn't had a red card all season, so yeah. I knew it.
Was it Wolves away last year?
No, I thought there might have been that. No, it was up at Man U.
Oh, of course it was, yeah.
Yeah. Right, number 6, Marcus. Who has played more times for their country? Moises Caicedo or Adam Lallana?
Adam Lallana.
Sure?
Yeah.
Blimey. No. That's not been sure about anything in a quiz, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well played. 34 to Caicedo's 30.
Cool.
That's that close, isn't it? Peter, you're up next, mate. In the 5-2 win over Leicester City, who scored the legitimate third goal? Trossard or McAllister?
Trossard.
That was easy enough, wasn't it? Joe. You ready, Joe?
No.
Good. No player has ever won Player of the Season more than twice. True or false?
False.
I'm afraid to say it's true. No one has ever won it more than twice.
Was it Glenn Murray or?
There's been about six or seven players who've won it twice. Oh, right. Zamora, Cullip, Foster, Bridgman. It was Norman Gore was the first one to win it twice, but no one's won it three times.
No one probably ever will now because we're selling on, won't we?
I think Undab will.
That's true.
We do. Number nine. So that's Maz. Do you want to do this, mate?
Not really, no. Okay, I could do some sleep, to be fair.
Sorry?
I could do with some sleep, to be fair.
I'll get through this as quick as I can. I'm sorry. I'm fucking boring.
We're mentally sending you Pro Plus right now, guys.
I know.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, mate.
He's just come back from a stag in Miami. It's nothing on, nothing on the quiz.
Oh, no, yeah. Sorry, zero sympathy. Fuck right off. Right. Since Brighton joined the Football League, that's in 1920, how many times has the leading scorer scored more than 30 goals a season? Is it four or six times? Since Brighton joined the Football League, how many times has the leading scorer scored more than 30 goals a season? Is it four or six?
Bloody hell. Let's just go with the lower four.
I do love your pessimism. It's six. It really is. Peter Ward, Arthur Atwood, Gary Nelson, Bobby Zamora twice. I've missed someone out here. One, two, three, four. And there was someone else. I can't remember who it was. Promise you it's six.
Yeah, good on them.
Good on them. It's not five. Let's put it that way. And Adam, Brighton's highest ever goal difference at the end of the season, was it plus 55 or plus 62?
Plus 62.
Well done indeed.
Just answer quickly and confidently. I had no idea.
Absolutely. No, listen, I was convinced.
Yeah.
He had me at hello.
I like him in penalties.
Right. Okay. I'm going to randomly go through these other questions now. So we've got Brighton history. That's it. Here we go. These are going to be stinkers. Zero shits are given by me. AD, you're first up. You ready?
Oh, God, no.
Who was the first non-British, and when I say British, I mean England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, Republic of Ireland. Who was the first?
You're including Republic of Ireland as British.
Well, once upon a time it was British. I'm not going to get into the whole colonial sort of argument here, but once upon a time. Anyway, so who was the first non-British player to represent their country while a Brighton player? And if anyone wants a hint, it's while you've been alive.
Ron Thieran.
What, of Galaxy?
No, the American.
Oh, no, that was Phil Thieran, wasn't it? No, you can't have that. Russ, your turn. Who was the first non-British player to represent their country while a Brighton player?
Oh, this is really tough. I'm just wondering if it was...
It's a stinker. Absolutely, and I'm glad it is.
This is horrendous. I think I can safely say I'm not going to get this right. I'm going to try and think of somebody. Is that American guy? What's his name? Is it Goldie Tony Miola? It's not him, is it?
No, I'm going to hand this on to you, Tom.
Oof, I don't know. I haven't got a clue. I wonder if it's one of those that it's from like the quite recent past, which is why it's a bit of a random
Who
one.
Who knows? That's why I ask such questions in order to get my head kicked in.
Oh, I ain't got a clue. I'm going to go with number nine, Ashley Barnes, Austria.
I think this name might actually be a little bit estranged to others, unless Peter can remember. Step forward from 1980, Moshe Gariani.
I've never heard of him.
That come with chips.
I did think of him.
I wasn't born then, so I definitely.
I thought you said Tony Miola and Ron Thieren
bloody messed up, and I'm like, oh.
It was him and Jacob Cohen both played for Israel at the same time while Albion players. Russ, your turn, mate. And I want you to express this as a season rather than a year.
Mm-hmm.
In which season did Brighton hit 10 in the FA Cup against Wisbech Town?
Oh, God. Guess time again in a minute.
I'll tell you what, forget it. Just name the year and I'll give you two either way.
All right, okay. Wisbech Town, that was 93. No idea.
No, let's hand this on to Tom.
74.
Good shout, not so. So, Ben.
71.
No, it was 1965. Yeah, 65. Yeah, first FA Cup, first round, beat Wisbech 10-1. If only they bothered to turn up, they might have made a game of it.
They were on the beach.
I see what you did there. Not bad. Not bad. Right, Tom, your question. Now, you've got a choice of three here, so you lucky fucker. Brighton have scored 9 goals in a league match on 3 occasions. Name any one of the victims.
9 goals. Bloody hell.
And yes, we are talking a long time ago, but they are teams that you've heard of, believe me.
Shit in the bed. Huddersfield Town.
No, good shout. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you another chance with that because I'm going to say it was a team from when we were playing in the Southern Division 3 South.
Okay.
So, yeah. I've just wiped out half the country for you.
You have. So that like does help, in theory. Leighton Orient.
No, good shout. Not so. Ben, do you want to have a pop?
I'll have a pop. I will go for, I'm just going to say, Bristol Rovers.
Another good shout, but not so. Josh, your go.
And this is only in the league, yeah?
This is in the league, yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
I'm in Division 3 South.
I'm just Northwich Victoria.
South.
I don't know where they are.
Southwich Victoria.
Southwich Victoria.
I just know we absolutely dicked them in the cup that time, so I'm just sticking with the answer.
Jake Robinson's got a hat.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you another go, Josh. Northwich are in Cheshire.
Oh, are they? Oh, blimey. I didn't know they were so far north. Well,
what about London Victoria?
Well, they're made surprise. Yeah, it could be.
Victoria Addington. Sandwich.
I will go with Southampton.
No, oh bloody hell!
Oh, they love good, conceding they? 9.
No, that would have been good. Anyone know the answer rather than just shouting out a random team?
Wasn't one of them Newport
Peter,
County?
Peter must do.
Sorry, someone did call a name there.
Wasn't one of them Newport?
It was Newport.
Oh. I thought one of them was York, but obviously that wasn't Division 3 South. So
no, that was 7-2. That was a famous game. 7-2.
I thought it was a 9 goals again, the same time as a 10-1 against Wisbech or whatever that same week.
No, I'll tell you what, you're so close there, actually. 2 weeks after we beat Wisbech in the Cup, we then beat Southend 9-1.
Oh, that's... So it's, yeah, it the was other one the right was time, but the wrong team.
Yeah, so Newport and Southend were beat 9-1 in the 50s, and Swindon were beat 9-3 in the 20s.
Wow.
So there you go. It's about time we scored 10 in the league, isn't it? Looking at you, Palace.
I think, man, you'll be funny.
Oh,
that would be quite delightful.
Oh. Well, right, Ben, do you want some more points?
I'd love to.
Okay, here we go. I think you might get this.
That's it.
Which team has Brighton beaten most times in the top division? And I include the previous time we're in the top division and now.
West Ham.
That's the second most. Sorry.
But
then I didn't answer second most because that's the kind of tosser I am. Josh, do you want to have a go?
Can you ask the question again? I'm being distracted.
Yeah, sure. Which team has Brighton beaten most times in the top division?
Manchester United.
That would be beautiful, but beauty rarely presents itself in such a fashion. Marcus.
Oh, blimey. I think it was me. in the top division. And it's not West Ham. Blimey. That's a tricky one. So I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole notion.
I know. That's a real stinker because it was, I'm sure it was West Ham. So Leeds United.
That would have been beautiful as well. Do you know, actually, I thought that someone might have got this. The answer is Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Really?
Well, the thing is, our record against them in the league...
I know it's been pretty good, but in the Premier League, I thought it was...
We've beaten them 10 times in the 10 seasons we've been in the top division.
Really?
Wow. And two of those seasons, they weren't even in the top division.
Yeah, I know when... Anyway, but
we've got five. I think four doubles over them.
Wow!
Yeah, and in fact, our first six games in the top of the division against Wolves were victories. So yeah, our record against them is something like 18 wins and 6 defeats. It's amazing. We really are their bogey team. Well, I'll say bogey. I mean, it's a big pile of running snot, really.
Lots of very memorable. Lots of very memorable goals against Wolves as well.
Well, exactly. Yeah, mostly because they were...
Gary Hart scoring with his arse, some more his chip.
Josh. And did you know that this season it was Adam Lallana who was the first English player to score against Wolves?
Isn't that a shame that I've already asked that? Because there's points aplenty for that otherwise. Right, Josh, your turn.
Yes.
And I'll give you five either way here.
Ooh,
Brighton's highest ever goal scoring season was in 1955-56. How many league goals did we score? I've got to pass this on to Marcus.
102.
And now I've got to pass it on to Peter.
93.
Well, Marcus was closest. The actual answer is 112.
Wow.
And that was in those days, only the top side from the third division south got promoted, and we finished second. In the late 50s, there was something like five seasons in a row where we scored more than 80 goals in a season. And in fact, in that particular one, that season 55-56, there were 15 out of the 23 home games, we scored three or more.
Wow.
So it was good fun to turn up and pay your tuppence halfpenny in those days. Mm. But Marcus, you get Josh, all of you get fuck all for that. Sorry.
Don't apologise, Alan. They're just shit questions. Don't apologise, Alan. They're just
I have no intention of apologising. Oh, I just did, didn't I? Right, your turn, Marcus.
It's going to be dimensions of a pitch, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Brighton's lowest ever goal-scoring season was in 1986-87. How many league and cup goals did we score? I'm just going to say three either way.
Three either way. League and cup goals, 45.
I've got to hand that on to Peter.
37.
I'll give you that, Peter. It's 38.
Oh.
I was going to say 38 if I had a chance on that one.
Yeah, we did.
All right, I'm going to steal my question.
I guess who the manager was. Anyone remember?
Chris Hughton.
In 87.
I'm joking.
That man was in his younger days.
It's Chris Catlin, wasn't it? No, Barry Lloyd.
Barry Lloyd.
Barry Lloyd.
Yeah. Barry Lloyd, it was a relegation season.
That explains why we didn't score that many goals.
Okay. Yeah, so 38 goals in what, 48 matches?
Yeah.
Joy.
Which season was that, 86-87?
86-87. Yeah.
At least we had a nice kit that year.
We had some great kits in the 80s, none of which were striped in the admittedly, but believe me, in the mid to late 80s, Catlin went, there was just some. Marcus, could you describe Barry Lloyd without swearing?
Well, in what way? He was all right. He had the club's interests at heart, it turned out, you know.
Yes, he was a bloody manager. Yeah.
Well, no, quite. But, you know, I think he should be remembered for, you know, what was it Ian Hart said, offering, I can't remember, was it Greg Stanley or one of them outside, or Bill Archer or something, wasn't it, when all this was going on and he was still manager. So
You should ask Gary Nelson that question now and then quite, just sit down and open the Pringles, frankly. But
exactly. Right,
I said hello to Barry Lloyd at the Worthing playoff quarterfinal eliminator thing a couple of weeks ago. He was at the match.
Did he say hello back?
For some reason. He did, we had a brief conversation,
Did he have a fag on?
Worthing was his level.
No, he didn't.
Right, question 7, Peter. I suspect you might get this, actually. Who is all-time top scorer in the third tier for Brighton?
Going to go for Murray.
No. He's up there, but he's not the most. Joe, and you do. Bobby Zamora. You have to know your history here.
Bobby Zamora.
You have to bear in mind that virtually not every. Shut up, Al.
Zamora.
No. He only played for one season for us in the third tier, if you remember. So that's Joe. That's your go, Maz.
This should be fun. third division.
third tier, anyway, for all the names that they've had.
Gatting.
Might defender.
Was he? Might have scored a few.
Yeah, he didn't, though.
All headers.
He runs.
Yeah. But what you were going to say after I answered the Division 3 South count, so it's what, Tommy Cook or whatever? The guy who's the top scorer, not Tommy Cook, he's got most appearances. Was that what you were guessing at?
No, Tommy Cook played before. I think he played before the. What do you call it? Do you know what? Actually, I didn't actually say post-war. I did actually mean to say post-war. But so Tommy Cook would have been the answer, and no one said that. So thankfully, this is where the question master does like to gnaws up. The answer I was looking for was Kit Napier, but. Yes, Tommy Cook probably would have been the correct answer, but none of you got it. So let's move on. Nothing to see here. Nothing. Joe, your go. Fairly recent history, or maybe ancient history. I ain't telling. Who was the last player, and we don't know who's won this year, who was the last player to win Player of the Season as leading scorer?
Bobby Zamora. I sound like a broken record. Bobby Zamora.
It's a decent shout. Maz, do you want to have a go?
Yeah. Neil Mopay. Let's go with him, the boy.
I don't think anyone ever voted for him, did they? No. Adam, do you want to have a go?
Leading scorer. And what was... I forgot the question.
Who was the last player to win Player of the Season as leading scorer?
Oh, give me Glenn Murray. It's Maz. I'll have a bash.
No. Anyone else?
It a centre back? Was it Duffy or Dunk?
Actually, you were fairly close with centre back. It's actually Adam Virgo.
Oh,
God. In 2006, although McGee had put him up front. Right, number 9, Maz.
Come on,
make a name for yourself, mate. You're not Norway in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Get off that donut.
Let's go.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, this is a donut to know.
I know that bit. I was thinking of donut. Let's move on.
Any danger of a decent question? Or
yes, absolutely. Just not for you.
He's going to give you a pre-war one, no?
Yeah,
literally. No, actually, pre-war. No, okay. Name any one of the three goalkeepers who have won Player of the Season.
Michel Kuipers, let's go.
No. Adam, do you want to have a go?
In the anchor grin, I don't know.
Hang on, sorry, my thing sort of... Adam, can you say that again?
Oh, well, you blocked out, so I said the right answer for you when you went out.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, anchor grin.
No, I'm sure that you're going to get this one, aren't you? Aren't you?
Was it Michel Kuipers? One of three?
One of the three goalkeepers who have won Player of the Season.
John Keeley.
Yeah, well done for 1 point.
Who are the other two out of interest?
Graham Mosley
and Perry Digweed.
Perry Digweed? He sounds like a,
Harry Potter character.
Have you really never heard of Perry Digweed?
Have you never
heard?
Have you never watched Mean Machine?
I was going to go for sexy Pete Brezovan myself.
Who wouldn't?
No, Mosley in 85, Keeley in 89, and Digweed in 91.
Yeah, playoffs.
And Adam, your question.
There's only got one ball, the other is in the same goal.
I'm going to fucking mute you in a minute. Question 10 for you, Adam. What is the name of the pub that the Albion was formed in 1901?
You know what this feels like for me? This feels like when I watched the University Challenge Champions thing, and I was like, well, if I get one, I'll feel good about myself. Is this the one? This is not the one.
Oh, okay.
No, it really isn't. I'll just name the king or something. The fucking Charles II.
The Charles the Bastard. No. Yeah. Go on, AD.
Seven Stars.
Yeah, the Seven Stars in Ship Street.
I've been there a lot. Should have known that, really.
The very overpriced drinks, though.
Oh, it's a shithole, believe me. I used to go.
Oh, no, it's a great place.
I used to go in there when there was a Queen Victoria about 30 years ago.
And Old Orleans used to be there as well.
I should have gone for a Queen.
Not Old Orleans.
I was going to say, you're on the right line.
Definitely wasn't Old Orleans, Marcus.
No, it wasn't Old Orleans. It was
not the Dublin.
You had to pay £2 to get in.
Helsinki.
It was Helsinki. As soon as the Queen Victoria closed, it was Helsinki.
Yeah.
That was a real wanker's pub, that was.
Sorry, so was it called the Seven Stars? Because obviously it's Seven Stars.
It was then and it is now.
It's the Seven Stars again now, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Seven Stars again now. Yeah.
It was actually apparently in a room upstairs. From there, it was just it was either some flats or just a meeting room up there. Right, we start again. Albion this season. Although I don't have enough questions for that, so I'll probably then head into Albion and the Amex era. So, Maz and Adam, but you know,
home and away question.
Cheers, Alan. Cheers, mate.
Now, I'll tell you what, I'm going to select the easiest one for. I'm just genuinely doing them as a list, but right. Okay. First one for you, Adrian.
Yeah.
This is Albion this season. Whose shot was saved in order for Dennis Undav to open the scoring against Grimsby?
Against Grimsby? Ferguson.
No, Russ, do you want to have a go?
Yeah, I think, was it Pascal Grosch?
No, I'm going to give that to Tom.
Moises Caicedo.
Well played indeed for your bonus point. You didn't think he was ever going to score, did you?
Moises had a shot that didn't go into Rose's head. Amazing.
Yeah. Right. Russ, your question.
Yeah.
Actually, this is a shitty question. That's quite funny, actually.
Oh, is it?
Having said that,
I started well and I've gone downhill.
No, that's good. Having said that, it is the most recent game.
Say again, sorry?
I said it is the most recent game. The most recent debutant is Jack Hinshelwood.
Hmm.
And do you know what? Because I'm going to give you two either way. What was his squad number when he came on against Aston Villa?
I think I know this. 71.
Oh, well played.
No idea why I remember that, but I did.
It's a great age.
Obviously, he hadn't drunk enough.
Yeah. How many pints I'd had, actually.
I met him pre-game. That definitely wasn't true.
He wasn't 71?
No, he hadn't drunk enough.
Oh, well, no. Who knew? I think that Brighton Rock is the only podcast I ever know that actually encourages drunkenness, debauchery.
Pretty much, yeah.
No, you know.
We've not met Jack Albion.
And a breakfast.
We can't keep up with you guys, so we're going to do something else instead.
Yeah, exactly. If anyone wants to come on.
The studio is the nearest bar, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You're all welcome to come on, but it's got to be in a bar.
We literally were founded in a bar like Brighton, so you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and there is something quite spiteful that compels Brighton to watch sober, so getting drunk is probably the best idea. Tom, your question. Who at the Albion is Ricard Segarra?
As in, like, what is his role?
Yeah.
Goalkeeper coach.
Well played. 3 points. Good stuff. Ben.
I'm just grabbing a drink quick. 2 sec.
Make it a coffee, Mass.
Espresso martini.
He's done well to laugh.
Yeah, isn't he? Yes.
Rebasing absinthe straight into his eyeballs.
he was with, this is Brighton related. He was at Grant Hallstack, former Brighton player.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's a shame. I haven't read more recently about QPR, that.
Right?
Borough. It's at Rotherham now, I think.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Right. Ben.
So if you have any questions on Grant Hall, might as well be your guy.
What did Grant Hall do on his stag when fronted by eight naked women?
If I speak, I'm in big trouble.
What happens on tour, right?
Isn't that poverty of ambition though, to go on a stag night in Rotherham? Ben. Right. In which city was Roberto De Zerbi born? And just because you've got no points, it's the same city your favourite team is points. Named after.
I think you got two.
Yeah, I should have two.
For the multiple choice question.
You should get a bonus point. Yeah, bonus point for doing the Italian.
You got two from the either or, but you haven't got them from the regular questions.
It's his favourite team, you say? That doesn't help because I don't know that. I'm just going to say it's not Palmer, is it?
It's not. Josh, do you want to have a go?
Well, I'm pretty sure I know this from the pod we did out of ages ago. Is it like the? This is going to be an appalling pronunciation. Brescia.
It is Brescia. Well played. Nicely done.
Well played.
The weird thing is that. For Brescia, their Crystal Palace is Atalanta, who we might be playing in the Europa League. So
yeah,
Russ
were talking about how much they hate them. He hates
his
Atalanta
eyes have,
so much.
His eyes have lit up at that. Number five. So, Josh, your question.
Oh, shit.
Right, and there's one of two. You don't have to name both. You can, but that's just showing off. Which Brighton
unlikely.
Players... who left during the close season last year, went on to join a club who won their national title.
Leo Ostergaard.
Well played. Well done indeed. Do you know the other one?
Andy Zagiri.
Yes. Nice. Isn't it Jahang Bash? Was that the season before?
Oh, it might be, yeah. Oh.
Baluta
went I'm glad I knew Ostergaard because I wouldn't have got Baluta. Yeah.
So do you know where Ostergaard went?
Napoli.
Yeah.
Napoli.
Who was the other one out?
Tudor Baluta.
Oh, yeah.
Where did he go? Did he go
Romania?
To Romania? Romania.
Right, Marcus, your go. Number six. Okay, again, one of two players. Name either of the players who spent the season on loan at Vitesse Arnhem.
Oh.
I know
was one of them, I can't remember the first name. Was one of them a drinker or something? Was that one of them?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, but I can't really remember at the moment.
Peter, your go.
Kjell Sherpen and Kasper Kozlowski.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Minus points for showing off, surely.
Yeah. Finally, one I knew.
You're not talking to Werner enough, Marcus.
No, I don't really know him. So why would I?
Right, Peter, your question. Who out of the current squad is a Wales under 21 international?
Current first team squad. Are they players who've been on loan at all
I asked the question, son.
It's Ed Turns.
Ed Turns it is. What a
bloody hell.
Yeah, played Peter and that one.
Do you ever go out? I don't answer that. I know you go out.
You realise that Russ is feeling really smug right now.
Yeah.
I know, because Peter's such a geek with this stuff. It's great.
I solely go out, yeah. I don't really stay in at all. That's more...
Where do you go out, Peter? Is it your bathroom?
just reads Albion team sheets. I think
he does. Yeah, I just sit in pubs and read Albion team sheets.
It's his idea of Scandinavian porn.
Yeah.
Joe, your go, mate. Who did Moises Caicedo score his World Cup goal against?
Oh, geez. Qatar.
Who, sorry?
Qatar.
No, Maz, come on. Let's have... Come on, Matt, come on!
Right, who's in the group then? Qatar, Ecuador, and then I'm fucked. Qatar, Ecuador. Was Mexico in that group? No. No, they weren't.
Hang on, right there. There might have been the Vatican, Vanuatu, the Women's Institute.
Alan, you're not helping me, mate. I'm trying to get off the 0 points here, mate. Give me a chance, son.
Okay.
Who was the Qatar's group famously? All I remember is the betting scandal that apparently Qatar paid Ecuador to win that game, which never happened. Fuck me.
It's a good job I've got an edit facility, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't even know who's in the bloody group, so I'm going to go.
Six months ago.
He actually went to the World Cup as well, believe it or not.
No. Did he really?
I actually went to the knockout stages, so.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Fuck me. Oh, I don't know, boys. I'm done. Mexico.
Right, Adam, for 1 point.
I can only remember one other team in the group, and I can't remember who scored against them. Was it Netherlands?
No, it was the other team in the group.
Was it Portugal?
No, it was Senegal.
Senegal.
Senegal, who, because they beat Ecuador, end up playing England. And I don't remember at the time. It could have been the case that England were playing against, well, Brighton, Ecuador, yeah. Frankly. Right, let's go on to into the Amex era. Because I've run out of questions in that, because I have. Right. So that was so Maz, your question.
Brilliant. Let's go.
In the 2013-14 season, who did we have Craig Conway on loan from?
What is going on? Craig Conway.
Please tell me you remember.
Yeah, I remember him. He was like an ox, strong, like a bull.
2013-14.
Yes.
Craig Conway was on loan from Gillingham.
No, he wasn't. Adam.
I'm just not even going to bother.
Just name another team. I don't know. Teams,
no, then. I refuse to name another team. Who's next? I'm abstaining out of principle.
The principle being?
I just don't know it.
Well, I think I'll tell you what. If you named a team, I will.
Notts County.
You what, I'll give you double points if you get it right.
Notts County.
But you didn't. So that's you, Adrian.
The Cardiff.
Point. Sorry.
Was it Cardiff?
It was Cardiff. And Adam.
Oh, I'm feeling good about this. I really am.
Come on, I'm feeling good.
Yeah. I think Maz and I should team
in
up.
The game.
In the 1923-24 season. No, it's all right. Don't worry. Sorry. Your question. Who was the leading scorer in the league in the 2014-15 season? But do you know what? I will give, bearing in mind that we had two leading scorers, one who scored more in the league and someone else who scored more if you added league and cup together. I'll take either of them.
Is it an answer I gave earlier? Is it Leo Ajoa?
It is not, and no.
Oh, well, I'm fine. I should have asked. I should have waited, shouldn't I, really?
Well, no.
Yeah.
It's all right, Adam, mate. Don't worry. Shit goes
I've had 1 hour, 59 minutes sleep, and I was on a stag at Tampa Bay, so... it's tricky,
stag,
yeah. I was an ex-Brighton player that now plays at Swansea. So, it's been rough for me.
AD, for 2 points, you don't get that generous thing. I just want the league's leading scorer that season.
Ashley Barnes?
No, Russ.
Ooh. 13-14. That wouldn't have been Hemed, would it?
No. The answer is João Teixeira.
Oh. Bloody hell.
Although, if you'd have counted league and cup goals, the answer is actually Lewis Dunk.
Lewis Dunk, yeah.
That's in the season when we were truly shit. It's not long to go. There's only about, we're probably about a third of the way through.
Oh, God. Right.
Back to the top. AD.
Yes.
Are you ready for this? I think you'll probably get this one quite easily. Who was the Brighton player who ruptured a kidney during a match in 2009?
Jim McNulty.
Oh, yeah.
He's also the main character in The Wire. Multitask.
He's also
just same bloke. Same bloke, Jim.
Right, Russ.
Yeah.
Right. This is one of those questions. And I'll give you two either way. What is the highest number of goals scored in an FA Cup season by the Albion? In one season in the FA Cup, what's the highest number of goals we scored? And I'll give you two either way.
Would I be able to just ask you a quick question here? Might this be quite a long way back in time?
Well, actually, to be honest, the beginning of this bloody quiz feels like a long way back in time.
Because I've got a feeling there was a weird...
Actually, Russ, you're doing quite well, so I'm not going to answer that one.
Okay. I reckon there was an oddity sometime a long way back.
You realise if you get the answer wrong, you're helping out other people here.
Does this include...
Russ!
Does it include qualifying rounds, if there were any involved at you? He's not going to answer. He's not going to answer.
Stop being a knob.
I'm going to go with a very large number. I'm going to say 21.
No, that's not the correct answer, Tom. Yes, there was a long FA Cup run that we had here, and Russ is quite right.
I'm going to go with 28.
No, I'm going to hand this over for Ben to get off his donut.
I should be on two, I think. I think I'm on two.
I mean, I'm of the regular quiz, I meant.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. Sorry, can we do the question again, please?
Yeah, sorry. What's the highest number of goals scored in one season in the FA Cup by Brighton? And I'll give you two either way. Yeah, correct answer is actually 43.
God damn.
But yes, you're right. It was what had happened was in the summer of 1932, the secretary of the club forgot to enter the club into the next season's FA Cup. So we had to play into the first FA Cup qualifying round. We won our first game 12-0, our second game 9-0, then another one. We got all the way to the fifth round. And it's actually the most number of rounds played by a club in a FA Cup season ever, or rather equal number, 9 rounds. No one's ever played more than 9 rounds in one.
How do you
FA
forget to do your job?
It's just maybe they want to be part of a quiz question years later.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah. So this is what gets you quizzes and beer. And a knackered left wrist. Tom, you'll go. Who was the opposition manager the third time Brighton played at Wembley?
The third time.
Don't get a vote on it, missus.
Oh, I think that was against Notts County. And I don't know who the manager was. But just in case it's not, and it's the time we played Man City, I'm going to go with Pep Guardiola.
That's not correct. Ben, do you want to have a go, mate?
You're on mute, Ben.
No, he's giving the right answer. He just can't hear it.
Yeah, no, did you not hear that?
Oh, that's just now.
The opposition manager the third time he played at Wembley.
Yeah.
Marcus knows it. AD knows it. Look at their smug faces.
No, that's why I'm quite glad I can't see you guys at the moment.
I cannot be bearing to look at their smug faces if they're smug.
It's not smug. It's just
no. It does seem top heavy, though. But having said that, as Dan Tester does say, know your history.
Can I guess who is?
Guess it who you bloody want, mate.
Is it going to pass on after me, or is it Dan after this?
Who don't give that to you. That's Ben. It goes on to Josh after that. So Ben.
Okay. No, I can't give a name, but I think I know the club. So pass.
Okay. So, Josh, do you want to have a go?
I can. And I'm only going to go with the Notts County one. And that's really only because I was helped to it. And I think it's the opposition manager. Yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it Neil Warnock?
Well done.
Yep.
Colin. Oh, it was, and that was the third one.
Standing.
Yeah. Yep.
Love that.
Point. Well played. Yep. What a wanker he was that day.
Still is.
Why call that
the Notts County game?
Yes, yeah. Correct, with Notts County. You know how there's so many clubs nowadays, Villa, Forest, and a few others involved indulging in shithousery of laying down, clutching heads, etc., etc. He mastered that 30 years ago.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but can we just acknowledge that the day we came out wearing that Chewit wrapper kit, we looked fucking beautiful with the shorts. Best away kit we've ever had, and I won't hear any different.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, AD. It's the Chewit wrapper kit with the Nobo sponsor. It's
Colin Pates has never looked.
It has to be the Nobo, not the TSB.
I have the TSB. I don't have the Nobo. So it's like the golden goose.
Colin Pates has never looked in the mirror since. Ben. do you know what? I'm going to bypass this one, and I'm going to give you an easy one.
Oh, in some ways, that's more insulting.
Yes, it is. It's
easy.
Unbelievable. When I get it wrong, still, it's going to be extremely confident.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. I only want difficult questions.
You only want difficult. Okay, you're on. Okay,
the first ground we ever played on.
Okay, right, Ben, your question: the highest and lowest ranked teams that Brighton played at with Dean came from the same city. Which one?
Say that again.
The highest the highest ranked team and the lowest ranked team that Brighton ever played at with Dean came from the same city. Which one?
Josh is smirking now, so you've got to get this right.
It's got to be the obvious. It has to be.
Well, fucking go for it then.
It has to be the City of London, surely.
No.
Me.
Josh, go on.
Oh, Ben.
That would have been my guess as well. I'll go with Bristol, though.
Nope, Marcus.
Manchester.
Well done.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that.
Yeah, we're all going to say it, right?
But genuinely, confusingly. It was really confusingly worded, that, I think.
I just don't remember when...
I don't think it's
so really difficult.
It would have been Man City in Stockport or something like that.
No, it was United of Manchester.
FC United.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, there you go.
I couldn't have actually made that
I'd love to hear the hard question.
I think it was quite weirdly worded, to be honest.
I agree.
I thought it was fairly straightforward, actually.
Even for my brain, I didn't...
Mourinho-esque deflection.
I did. Don't worry, Alan.
All these questions are easy if you know the answer, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Christ, that's the first time I've ever heard AD be philosophical.
It's not.
Right, Josh. I've got a feeling that I'm not sure. This is one going back a bit.
Great.
Name any Brighton player who had previously been the first division / top division's leading scorer for a season.
There's anybody else think this question's a bit difficultly worded?
Question again, please, Al.
Sure. Right. There are three players who had finished as the top division's leading scorer. They subsequently went to play for Brighton. Name any one of those three.
Got you. Peter Ward.
No. Marcus, do you want to have a...
Bobby Smith.
Sorry?
Bobby Smith.
Bobby Smith, well done.
It was the equivalent of signing Alan Shearer back in the day.
It's got you.
Was another one Frank Stapleton?
No.
No.
You're close, though. You got half right.
Frank Worthington.
Oh, I didn't know he finished the top scorer. Yeah.
And the other one was Willie Irvin.
Oh, right, of course, yeah.
Right, that was yours. That was Josh's question, wasn't it? Right, yours, Marcus. Who is Brighton's all-time top scorer in the second tier?
In the second tier. I will go for, in the second tier, top scorer, Toma Hemed.
No. Peter.
Peter Ward.
Not so. Joe. Yeah,
third division, wasn't it?
Glenn Murray.
No. The answer is Terry Connor.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Oh, well. Peter, your question. Which Brighton player of the 80s was bought from Manchester City and sold to Liverpool via Brighton?
Oh, Michael Robinson.
Well done. Of course, you get that.
All those nights in.
Albion, A to Z and stuff like that.
Red sheets all over the place.
Yeah.
Right. I think actually, looking at this, you're on the last round here, so you're all good.
In card of books.
Right, Joe, your question. Who was the oldest member of the 2010-2011 League One title-winning squad?
Tirico.
Who, sorry?
Tirico, left-back. No. Argentinian left-back. Dang.
Gordon Gray, or is it me, sorry?
It's Maz, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think.
Judging by everyone's reactions, I'm not going to go with my answer.
teammates' reaction.
2011, yeah?
Yeah.
2011.
That one where Southampton couldn't keep up.
Alan Pardew. Okay, that gives me that era. Fucking hell. Who's old? Who is old? Michelle Kuipers?
No. Adam, do you want to have a pop, mate?
That was actually going to be my guess, so no, I don't want to have a go. I've got no one else.
Picture of the bloke in
what are you scared about guessing?
Because I'll look even dumber than the dumb that I look now. I'll go and start to go into negative numbers.
Can I just say you don't look dumb in the slightest?
That's very kind of you.
I reckon you know Marcus, don't you?
I know.
I'm going to guess an old kitchen chef, but I'm not sure.
Yes,
Relishing Kitchen Chef.
It is.
The oldest faced man in football.
Biggest eyes in football, other than Eckenfenwell, I think. Isn't he? Anyway.
Right. That was Joe's question, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's me. Yeah. It should be fun.
Right.
What colour do Brighton play in?
23 colourblind.
Don't ask Phil Shelley, our sponsor, that question.
Yeah.
Right, so I think this is Maz's question, isn't it?
Yeah. Is this the last one?
Your last Thank leading God question.
Come on, Maz.
Me and you are getting a bonus Maz. 10 questions at the end.
I'm not going to give you any leeway either way here. So, what was Inigo Calderon's squad number during the Amex years?
Oh, bloody hell.
I've got a
couple of Maz.
Surely I've got to get this.
Maz, I've got a feeling that everyone knows.
I genuinely think I might know this.
Number two.
Adam, do you want to have a go?
It is number two, isn't it?
No.
No.
I don't know. I lied.
Adam?
Is it not number two? Inigo Calderon, number two, isn't it?
No,
that was Bruno, mate. Bruno took number two.
Oh, yeah, Bruno, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Well, hold on, can I have another? No, I don't.
No, you can't.
You know what, actually, go on.
Give him another guess, go on.
Give him another one.
We can just, how can we just keep going? Because I think we might
go through all the numbers, Maz.
Adam, let's team up together.
Yeah, yeah. All right. This one, because for like, I think we could add this, mate. I'm not doing the 11. Let's go higher than 11.
Was it?
Yeah, we've got nodding heads.
He left here 7 years ago. How difficult is it to remember his sodding number?
Don't remember what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I can't remember what blocked this morning, let alone fucking 10 years ago.
14.
Seven. Would you say 14?
Yeah, it's 14. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 14.
Maz, is that your answer?
Yeah, 14.
Yes!
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well done.
Yeah, you know, Bruno Calderon, same player, isn't it?
Yeah, both Spanish right backs. Yeah. One's bald and one has really long hair.
Yeah, both Spanish right backs, so same thing, isn't it?
Close enough. Yeah. Don't call Calde Spanish.
Careful. Yeah.
Oh, is he Basque or whatever you want?
Yes.
Yeah, and Bruno is
Catalan.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. He's also a massive dickhead, I reckon. Unless I really feel like sort of putting you through the ringer. Who, Adam, has Ashley Barnes just signed for?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I stand by my general opinion that Ashley Barnes is the worst striker that I've ever witnessed play. So the shock of what... No, I still stand by that.
Worse than Chuba.
On the very shaky ground there, mate.
Leon Bess. He was
disgraceful. So I've not kept track of his career particularly closely. But it is Norwich.
Well done.
Hey.
That's some statement, Adam. Blimey.
That is a hell of a statement.
I thought he was absolutely shite.
He got like 12 goals in our first season in the championship.
Like, it doesn't. You can score goals and be crap. I mean,
but you can also not score goals and be like Leon Bess.
Yeah, bear in mind he was mostly playing out of position as well.
Billy Painter.
Yeah, on the left.
I will be assassinated on this.
Leroy Lita.
Oh, my God.
The people who sit behind me, the Amex, were exactly the same. It was terrible. It's like, there's so many worse players who play for the Albion, even in the Amex era, let alone...
Chris
O'Grady.
Russ, wasn't it? Akpom.
Chris O'Grady
scores were
on the pitch. Yeah, exactly.
Leon Bess, definitely.
Barnes was the only one who learned how to link up with Vicente properly.
Billy Painter.
For the four games.
Oh, Barndor, Billy Painter. Oh, AD, I'd forgotten about that.
We tried to bury that one. Thanks, AD. Cheers.
David Rodriguez, there's another one.
He was all right.
He was terrible. Adrian Kalunga. He was pretty awesome.
Spanish Ross.
At least he fucking scored as well.
Something Kalunga. He did absolutely nothing.
Who remembers Saldaza? Is it Saldaza? Was his name?
Franz Saldaza.
Yeah, he was shambles.
And all of them are amazing compared to some of the shit like near the end of the Goldstone and at Gillingham for 2 years. Damien Hilton.
Exactly.
Neil.
David Cameron.
Adam, I think you were...
Looks like that's someone we brought along from Arsenal, supposed to be great and couldn't barely kick the football.
I think you've been proven wrong here, Adam, I think.
Going back in time, Mark.
I'm just amassing more proof of you guys being wrong.
Yeah, Farrison cost like a lot of money for us, didn't he, at that point?
Which makes it worse, yeah.
I just remember Graham Barrett like absolutely pinning someone down at Portsmouth and smacking him several times.
Was that on or off the pitch?
Didn't he get impressed by two goals all season or something like that when we went down? Dirk Lehmann's another one who didn't do anything really for us ever.
He still, I think he did score a goal at least.
He helped the first year with Dean.
He did score once.
David Cameron, who Mickey Adams called useless in an interview.
To be fair, I've called David Cameron useless quite a few times. Yeah, it's probably a different David Cameron.
They were about equivalent as good, I think, probably in their respective jobs.
I know what you're
winking
on about.
No, Ashley Barnes was he was a cart horse, but it was our cart horse.
One's effing pigs and one's effing useless on the camera in front.
Hey.
I had to say it. I told you.
You didn't have to, Russ.
It's just a decade-old joke at this point, isn't it?
You feel better now, Russ.
Yeah. I do feel a bit better after that, yeah.
I appreciate it, Russ. I'm glad.
I feel terrible after all this, to be honest. Yeah.
Why? If you didn't have a hangover before, you've got one now.
Funny thing is, I don't even drink, so, just lack of sleep. Absolutely killed me.
Looks like you picked a bad week to give up the Raljex then, isn't it?
It's a go to a 15-hour quiz.
Right. Does anyone want to know who lost?
Not really.
Is it worth a point? Because I'll go for this.
Well, no, to be fair,
I think I could get this one.
To be fair, Adam, I think Josh propped you up and then Ben didn't prop me up, so I think we lost.
Brutal. Whoa. Unbelievable.
I don't even know Josh. He just invited me.
The sound of collaboration I hear.
No, what I'm saying is I was the wooden spoon, but Ben should have...
I would have won this whole quiz if I brought Jack Albion, but I brought Maz along instead. And
if you'd have brought Jack Albion, you'd definitely...
I know. We need to put Peter and Jack Albion in a room. They need their own podcast, because that would last hours.
Basically, Maz was the wooden spoon and Ben was the arse that you hit with it.
Whoa. Wait, hold on. What did Adam score? I actually came first,
believe it or not. Yeah, once we tallied it all up, it was, yeah.
Just on the courage to not answer questions.
Yeah.
At least I gave it a go.
I'm not answering that question, it's shit.
He was refusing to answer the questions.
Sometimes you've got to stand up for what you believe in. That's worth a lot. Really.
I would like to have it on record that I was stitched up with the questions, just to have it on record.
Actually, to be fair, I think you probably were.
Yeah, I definitely think Al went, down the questions when, I'm going to give Maz the hard ones.
Yeah, definitely. He gave me the easiest one of all time, a tap-in at the end, but aside from that, it was all horrendous.
Yeah, but even then, the tap-in, you ended up sort of like scuffing.
No, it's only Fabrizio Romano that does tap-ins.
Yeah.
Hey.
Here we go.
So, Alan, Seagull Social, rock bottom, yeah?
No, don't look at it that way.
Well, it's the truth, isn't
you're
it,
in fifth. You're in a Europa League spot.
Oh, better than Brighton, I see.
You've done better than Spurs.
Three.
Okay, so collectively, we have Maz with 3 and Ben with 2, making 5 for Seagull Social.
When did Maz get more points than me? When did that happen? When did this happen?
Yes,
he's on 2 hours sleep. He's absolutely done you there.
How has that happened?
Alan.
And even then, yours was on the either or, Ben.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Ben, you suck.
Jesus.
I'll tell you what, I can clearly see what it's like to be Michael Salisbury.
I can tell you that's another point lost.
Right. So then we have Joe with 5 and Tom with 8, meaning that Albion Obsessed have 13. We then have Adam with 7 and Josh with 12, making 19 for Together BHA.
Well, I thought I got 2.
That's 7 great. Points!
Yeah.
Not just the personality higher, Adam.
Unbelievable. Look at that. I did drag you down a lot, but I thought I dragged you down more. I feel fantastic. Yeah.
How many points did Adam get?
Apparently 7.
7.
What quiz was that? It wasn't this quiz, was it?
Pretty close to double figures. Really round up to the nearest 10.
VAR, please, on that.
Yeah, I thought we said we weren't going to be like VAR at Spurs.
No, this was great. Cheers, Alan. Yeah. Send the money's in the post, yeah.
Hold de la derriere. Right. Marcus with 9, AD with 13, meaning the Albion Royal have 22. And the real pisshead suck up... I no go out. I sit there masturbating over toilet spreadsheets featuring the Albion. Russ with 9, Peter with 18, meaning that Brighton Rock are the winners on 27.
Hey, well done. Good job.
Well done.
Peter and Tim Carver does do a show together, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Worthy winners.
Nerd cost.
Around chaps.
Right, I tell you what, we will do this again at some point, but I will be less arsey with the questions, although I did think that actually questions about this season weren't going to be so horrific.
Right.
That was surprisingly hard.
I actually, just on record, I didn't get one question on this season. Not one.
I don't think I did either.
Can you promise me, Matt, that you were there?
Adam, you got seven. You got no room now to complain.
No, but I feel like I could have been 18, 19 points kind of game. I felt, yeah, I've been screwed here.
Gentlemen, I would offer an apology as to how hard that quiz was, but I'm really not going to. So
that's fine.
But let's face it, I would like to think that if nothing else...
We've learned something today.
We're meant to be the great minds after
AD,
all.
Shut up, AD. God. It's like a bloody errant child that's had too many yellow Smarties. Listen, gentlemen, thank you so much. It's been a hoot. I've no idea how good or bad the podcast is going to come out. I might just end up and send it out to you raw, R-A-W, and you can do with it as you see fit. But in the great scheme of things, well done for taking part. Thank you for and thank you very much for all the honesty of saying I'm not answering that fucking question. that is a level of honesty that I didn't think existed and permeated through Albion supporters anymore. But yeah. You know, I'm saluting it.
Also, thanks for organising it, Alan.
Yeah, thank you for organising it. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen 11 men get embarrassed like that since the Wolves game.
Here's all my... that is brilliant.
That's made up for all your lack of knowledge.
I've been saving that. I've been saving that for 2 hours.
It's been said that all evening. But thank you for taking part, chaps. I'll catch up with you all soon. But anyway, summer well. We've got a really good time to, irrespective of what's happened today. I've been an Albion fan since 78. Marcus probably not that much shorter. AD not much shorter. Peter probably about the same time. I've never ever known such an exciting time to be an Albion fan. At the moment, it is absolutely brilliant. Ride this carousel while we can, mate, because it's going to be such fun. Summer well, guys, and I'll catch up with you all soon. Thank you so much for taking part.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
Bye.
And there you go.